This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now?
Your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, here we are again, and I'm so excited to be here, and I hope you are too. This is the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm so thankful that Ecola has been able to carry this show and sponsor this show, and it's so wonderful to be here. And you know what? I'm just wondering, I want to ask you a question. Are you teachable? I know that sounds silly, but are you teachable? Because you know what? We are called to be teachable. Because if you are not in a position where you can be taught, you can never grow, you can never strive to be more because of our pride, because of ego. We think we got it all together when really, you know what? The Lord sometimes will just shake us up and say, you know what? You don't have it all together. There's something that needs to change in you. And sometimes he uses relationships to do that. In fact, most of the time, it's relationships. And today we're going to be talking about the mother-daughter relationship. And no, guys, don't tune out. It's okay. You can still stay on board. And the reason is because, you know what? Do you really feel you understand the women in your life? Do you understand them? My thought is that maybe there's some room to grow and room to be taught. So don't tune out just because it's about mothers and daughters, because you know what? They're very special and God put them here for a reason. And we're going to learn more about what it's like and how we can get better at this and whatnot. So don't tune out. And listen, I just want to let you know that if you have a question, if something spurs up inside of you and gets you all revved up and you have a question, I don't want you to hesitate. I want you to call in, and I really mean that. Being on the radio is difficult because you don't know if anybody's listening. I know there are, because people will contact me on the SueFreeze.com page, webpage, and I really encourage you to do that. There's so many good things on there. So I'm going to give you the phone number right now, so get a pen ready. The phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. And I really, really encourage you to give us a call if something stirs up inside of you and you really have a question that you'd like to ask, or if you just want to share a neat, neat story. Because you know what? We learn from one another, don't we? And we learn when we're vulnerable and transparent. And I try to be that way on this show. I always tell the guests that come on, I don't want to talk about what's in the head. I want to talk about the heart. I want to get in the heart, because life-changing things happen not with our head. They happen in our hearts. And so I really want to get real, okay? How about you? Can you be real with us? We want to be real. Today I have a very special guest. Her daughter was going to come, but she's getting ready for college. So she's trying to get those, what is it called?
The college applications.
College applications going. And I remember those days. And who I have here is Roxanne Packham. She's a mother, and she's teamed up with her daughter to write a book. And it's called Inspired Design. I love the word inspired. A hospitality coffee table style book. And I saw the book, and it is just absolutely beautiful. They wrote the book to inspire women that their home has tremendous power to encourage and love others. And isn't that true? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I have that on my front door. 100% of the proceeds have gone to Heart of Hope Ministries International. And so far, they have been able to donate not 5,000, not 10,000, but 15,000. The book was made, produced, and printed in California, as they are committed to local jobs. After the book was published and while being promoted, Roxanne and Hannah, 17 years old, noticed how many moms and daughters loved the concept of a project together. Oh, that sounds so wonderful. And Inspired31.org was founded. It is a ministry for teenage girls and mothers and others, mentors, aunts, grandmas, anybody can get involved, to inspire them to find and follow God's purpose for their lives. And I talk about that all the time. We were created for a specific purpose on this earth. And I look so forward, I say with my kids all the time, I look so forward to see what God's going to do with his creation, meaning you. And we are all of us, man, woman, child, created for a specific purpose. And we need to fulfill that purpose for God's glory. There are now inspired31.org groups in other states with interest all the time for more chapters. So, Roxanne, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
You are such a delight. We talked for a long time while I was trying to drive for 3 hours yesterday
yes,
to a women's night out, and it was quite the drive.
Yes.
And it was wonderful talking with you, and you just inspired me by just our conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's so special, me having a daughter, and it's not always easy to be a mother.
No,
it
is not always easy. And we always say right when we start that we're definitely not the perfect daughter, mother-daughter combination. And I don't know that there actually is a perfect one. It's every personality is so different and God's created each of us so differently. I'm blessed to have a great mom and, but nobody's perfect. We just have to learn how to just really see the good in each other and kind of that Philippians 4 verse, which is actually Inspired 31's cornerstone verse, which is to always look at what's excellent. And I think I do try to always do that with my daughter, you know, and my mom for that matter as well.
And that's so true in life with all relationships. We can get caught up in the negative, but if we look for the good and in all things give thanks, it changes the whole attitude, doesn't it, of those that are present?
It really does. And one of the things we've found in our groups is that, sometimes moms and daughters think that they really know what the other one's thinking. And a lot of times we have no idea because we have a whole different life experience when we're coming at things in a different way. So we do some exercises to, you know, kind of try to understand each other better. And that always helps because it's always the person that the mom or the daughter is never thinking exactly what the other one is thinking, you know, or
right.
anticipating that they are.
When I hear of strife or problems in communication, I tell people to seek to understand more than to seek to be understood. And I think so often in conversation, we want so much to be understood that maybe we're really, truly not listening to what the other person's saying.
Yeah.
Do you find that to be true?
I do. And I think I used to be so bad at this years ago. I really had to focus and study it for a couple of years where I used to think I knew what other people were thinking and I thought, oh, I'm pretty intuitive. Well, I am, but it's impossible. Even a psychiatrist who studied a patient for years doesn't know what that patient is thinking. So who are we to say we know what another person or especially our daughter or mother is thinking? So I have an exercise that I've done with other mothers and daughters to get them to think of all the different things. And you're right. To try to understand where someone else is coming from is where the communication and things change.
Right. And conversation is so key in that too. It's conversation. And I was talking to Melissa, the producer, this morning. I just love her. And we were talking about relationships and how difficult it is for her to talk with her mother. And she loves her mother, and
of course,
I know her mother
yeah.
loves her. But it's so difficult, and I find that so often. And sometimes it's because the defenses come up. And when we get defensive, we really are not listening anymore. We're defending. And we need to let that guard go down. And I'm going to encourage all people, not just women and children and you know, mothers and daughters, but all people. It's like if you really, 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 really want to understand and you are teachable, which is what we want to be, we need to listen. And God gave us two ears and one mouth, I say, for a reason. And we need to listen. And mm-hmm. I know that personally, Roxanne, that my daughter and I were having a lot of struggles, and I just felt like she was moving further and further away from me in our relationship, and she doesn't like for me to talk about her on the air. So, Tiana, I'm sorry, but I have to because I think it's important. But, you know, when I had this accident, Roxanne, what happened was is that I couldn't be busy. I had to be still and know that I am God. God was saying, you know, be still. And in that, I had somewhere to go one day. And I wasn't being able to go very much at all. So it was kind of exciting this time to be able to go. And all of a sudden, that was the timing in which I was there, Tiana was there, and we actually had a conversation. And I was 2 hours late for where I was going. She was late for where she was going. But we both felt it was a priority mm-hmm. to make the relationship, to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation at that time was not an easy one because she was telling me where our relationship was strained and my part in this, and that I was at fault for not being present, even though I thought that I was. I thought I was present with our relationship. I thought that, you know, whenever she asked me to do anything, I was there, I was doing it, but I really wasn't present to her standard. I wasn't really there. And I'm sure you go over that about mothers and daughters being present, because you have to be a safe environment too. It has to be safe.
That's totally right. You not only do you have to be safe, but everybody communicates kind of in a different way. And I think oftentimes at least the teenage girls think that their moms are telling them what to do because they want to be bossy.
Yeah.
And really, that's really what most of them think, where sometimes they haven't slowed down a little to think that maybe that there's something about the mom that she wants to protect her daughter from. Mm-hmm. And so we did this little exercise, one particular mom and daughter, and the daughter, I said, why do you think your mom is so strict with your cleaning, the house? She homeschools four kids. And she said, I said, do you think it's just because she's bossy and she wants to control you? And she's like, well, pretty much, yeah. And I said, well, could you imagine, because I have known her for forever. Uh-huh. Can you imagine another reason why? And she thought, and she just, no. So, well, there could be another thing that, you know, that you have a smaller house and maybe the kitchen needs to be cleaned so your mommy doesn't lose her mind. Or, you know, maybe because she's homeschooling four kids, maybe, you know, there's another reason. For instance, she can't think clearly if things aren't organized. And we went through about six or seven, and we both, my girlfriend and I both saw the light go off in her daughter's eyes going, oh, and this started this transformation of tears and about 8 hours worth of conversation. And it was, the daughter really saw her mom in a different way. So it was a really great thing. And I don't think that would have ever come about maybe even with just the two of them. But sometimes right. When you're talking in a little bit of a group, when you realize that you're not the only one that feels that way, every teenage daughter probably feels their mom is too bossy, including my own.
So yes. Uh-huh. And I can relate to that also, Roxanne. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Roxanne Packham, who's a mother who has written a book with her daughter, if you're just tuning in, of 17 years old. And they created this book, and it has to do with hospitality. And it's really special. But the one that really is exciting for me is this other one, the inspired31.org, because of the mother-daughter relationship and how they do things together. And I think that's so wonderful, because I think every mother on this earth has this dream of having this special, special relationship with their daughter. Not that a relationship with the son is not important, because I know my relationship with my son is very, very important to me. Mine but it's too. Like this special thing with the daughter. You know, there's just a special thing. And I don't know about you, but looking forward to that wedding day.
Yeah.
And just all that. I mean, you know, I just know I'm just going to be a basket case that day. But that's okay.
Yes.
So anyway, so why did you write the book, Roxanne? Let's just get into why did you write it?
Well, probably like most of the women out there that have kids that are listening, I was always driving carpool or driving to a ballet lesson or driving to the grocery store with my daughter. And it just seemed like all the time we were in the car. And we were driving to a charity group that, you know, invited us to be in. It was a mother-daughter group. And we were driving all over and having these meetings and didn't feel like we were doing much of anything. And the requirements were about 70 or 80 hours a week.
Wow.
Or sorry, a year.
A year.
A year. And then a lot of activities. And I said on the way home with my daughter once, honey, I think we could do something better with this time. What do you think about writing a book? And she said, okay, Mom. And so we prayed about it for quite a long time, decided that was what we wanted to do. And I really wanted to teach her real world skills. But how to be a Christian in this world today. And I know that, you know, she was learning great things at church and at her school, but I really wanted to teach her what it was like to work with a photographer and a layout guy and to write and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite again.
And rewrite again. I know, I'm going through it myself.
We found mistakes after like 25 times of reading it. My dad and mom are probably listening right now, and my dad will probably laugh because he was still finding mistakes as it was going to press. And I was like, don't read it anymore, because I don't want you to find any mistakes. But I wanted my daughter to see all of the different things in a real life situation and learn with me next to her, so that when she went off to college, which is happening soon, that she would really understand. And so it happened just like that. And it was such a blessing. She was at every stage, even while we were printing out in Pasadena at the printer. So it was quite a blessing in more ways than I can even describe. I think What inspired inspired31.org literally is when so many moms and daughters came to our book launch and saw what a fun thing we did, they were starting to rack their brains. What could we do together? You know, if you like to cook, what could you do? Maybe take meals to, you know, an old aged home or all kinds of ideas. So we were trying to start, you know, kind of kicking that into action. And so it just definitely came. I was on a church committee for about 2 years where we prayed for different things that our church could do better or whatnot. And this really, just kept coming into my spirit that just a mother-daughter group, they don't have one anywhere mm-hmm. across the country, which is why it's taking root in other states. It's so much fun to do something with your daughter that's fun, that's not just like a serious Bible study, which right. is really good. I'm not knocking that. That's really good. But we wanted to do something. We have casual afternoon tea. The girls took it over from the first meeting. They had ideas. And we just really wanted to do something like that, that was fun and that showed the girls that being a Christian in today's world doesn't just have to be super serious. It could be really fun too.
You know, in that time you're talking about 13, you know, the teens, mm-hmm. is that when this like begins?
They can start at about 12 or 13.
13, and that's such a crucial time. I can remember my own daughter mm-hmm. and that time was crucial, but it's also where they feel that they have to pull away.
Right.
They have to feel, you know, they're trying to get their independence. They're trying to pull away and really they still need mom. They still need mom.
Totally.
And so it's so wonderful because I was searching for something to do with my daughter besides vacation. Besides, you know, those things. Yeah. And it's just so wonderful. And the only other thing was, you know, teaching her how to drive and things like that when they're.
Yeah, which is not always bonding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we have found that every mother practically that we've met just is so excited to do something with their daughter. We do it in a team leadership way. We do it together. We don't mm-hmm. tell the daughters what to do, although they might disagree with that, but we try not to tell them what to do. And it's also been a blessing because the 13-year-old teens look up to the 17 and 18-year-old teens. So there's some cross mentoring going.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a blessing at school. And then Dana Gresh, who is one of our speakers, because we have a different speaker at each one of our teas, she was saying that she thought that even just the fact of seeing mothers and daughters, we do everything, we go up on stage together, everything's as a pair. And she said that giving that example to the rest of the country, she thought was going to just spread like wildfire. Because if in California, if you say it's cool to do a ministry with your mom, they'll think it's cool in a lot of the other states.
That's for sure. Yeah. So. A lot of things start in California.
That's what she
it's
said.
A special state. Yeah. Special state. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Roxanne Packham. And, you know, it's really interesting, but her and her daughter that was 17. How old is she?
She's 17 and a half, just 18 in a week, actually.
Okay, so this is like still real new, isn't it?
New, yes,
and
very
fresh,
new.
And it's so wonderful. But they wrote a book together. How wonderful is that? And they're doing a ministry together, inspired31.org. The information for this will be on the Sue Fries, spelt like fries, one word, .com. You can go on there and you can get information regarding the book about, you know, the Inspired 31. They're looking for more groups to start up, and so they can help you and get you started in that, I'm assuming.
Yes. A little place on the website that
Absolutely.
Has started chapter.
Yes. So you can go on the Sue Fries, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can get the podcast of this show in case you're listening and you want to share this podcast and what we have to offer to other mothers, daughters, whomever. You can let them know about this website and share this good news that there's something we can do that's positive with our daughters who are struggling because, you know, there's so much going on in high schools and even, you know, middle school. There's just so much peer pressure and whatnot. And, you know, is it okay if you're not at a Christian school, is it okay to be a Christian and to live with biblical principles? And do you talk about keeping yourself pure
You
know, to marriage? You talk about those
we
things?
We have different speakers each time. And Dana Gresh, of course, speaks about purity. She was one of our speakers. We try to have a speaker that will meet, that will be interesting to each type of girl so uh-huh. that you might resonate with one or two speakers especially. And we also, our last one was Finding Kind. It was about 26-year-old girls who started a anti-bullying campaign that's really taken off. You can see that on our website. But we do try to tackle, we had a lot of girls in tears at the end of that particular one. Last event that we had a helicopter crash survivor, and that was amazing. And we hope that there's kind of the personality to match somebody in the audience each different time. So right. we touch on all those. Our biggest thing is to try to tell the girls that there's something that God wants them to do that's unique to just them. So hopefully they'll find that by prayer and searching the scriptures. And we show them a really fun, vibrant way and examples at our groups, at our events.
I've talked to young girls and older girls because I'm a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And so I've talked to people that have started really off the wall things. You know, it's like, how did you come up with that idea? For instance, right. I met some ladies that were from Uganda and they weren't from Uganda. And it's Proverbs 31 that they surround this with, but they are doing beads out of magazine paper.
Oh, I've seen those. They're
beautiful.
Yes,
and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I met them at a fish event or whatnot. And okay. actually, I talked to a couple of the girls, and they were young. They were like 23, and there was girls, and they lived together, and they would travel over to Uganda. And I'm like, wow, at 23? Amazing.
That's great.
So let's see. What is the main message of the book? Because you have this
beautiful
book.
The main message of the book is that not to underestimate the power of your home or its ability to change lives. Not to underestimate the power of one seemingly insignificant act of kindness. Our homes are our biggest. Many of us spend the most time in our home. And I learned from my mom, she was a great teacher, just how to shower people with love. And the book has incredibly beautiful photographs by a great photographer. But the main point is to honor others. So we give a lot of ideas about how to honor others and like excuses to have a party to pray for someone, or if, you know, sometimes infertility is really frustrating for women. And so we could have a prayer party for that, not exactly a party, but a prayer lunch or whatnot for that. Right. So we have all kinds of different, examples. The photographs are beautiful. And so they're meant to inspire you, but the point is from a Christian, a real Christ follower point of view of really to honor others is what your home is for.
So, Jennifer, did I answer your question there about the topics about the book?
It was great. We're really inspired by it. And I was just curious, Roxy, what did you learn most about your relationship with your daughter through writing this book?
Well, I think I just learned that she's just an amazing girl. She is adorable. She definitely is strong-willed. She's actually a pole vaulter, so that's really what she wants to concentrate on in college. But I guess I learned what a unique person she is, and she had really good ideas. She really did set up the pages, and we walked through them literally through our entire house, all 160 pages, and it was really a special bonding time.
Well, we're really inspired by your book, and we're so glad that you're out there teaching your message. And thanks so much for answering my question.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I have a feeling you knew her.
Yes, she
and the reason I say that because she called you Roxy.
Yeah.
So Jennifer, that was great. But yeah. The truth is out. You know, your secret's out.
I recognized her voice too.
Yes.
So that's
but that
funny.
Was a good question, Jennifer. So thank you so much.
That's
the
cute.
Phone number right now is 888-995-5552. I know I'm inspired about what Roxanne and Hannah have done and are doing. I think it's very exciting. And you know, it's a real encouragement because it's saying that, you know, you don't know what you can do, but you know, God kind of places things on our hearts, and we need to listen to that still voice, don't we? We need to listen to it, and you might think it's just nothing. You might think that it's like, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Or maybe it's, I can't do that, but you know what? Nothing's too small, too big for God. And so did you feel at times doing this book, it's like, wow, what a big endeavor. I mean,
if I had known everything I know now while I was writing the book, I really don't think I would have written it. God really gave me the instructions that when I was writing the book, not to tell anyone. So when the whole time Hannah and I did this, we didn't tell. My parents knew, my sister knew, and my husband knew, but even my mother-in-law didn't know, because for the 2 years we just really kept it quiet. Mm-hmm. And then we shared it afterwards. Well, knowing how much work it was to get, you know, a literary agent, which just happened recently, and a lot of different things, who we love, by the way, there was no way that I would have probably done it if I'd known how much work, not just the book was. That was like a fifth of what needed to be done. And I just also wanted, just what you said before, I just wanted to encourage people that sometimes you get discouraged because you don't know exactly what God has you called to do yet, or you have a lot of different things you think you could do. But prayer is what really will direct you, that you have a gift and talent that you could use. Not everybody's called to write a book. I mean, you know, taking meals to older people is quite a gift. And there's a million different things I could think about. A little girl, not a little girl, a teenage girl. My daughter would smack me. one of the teenagers called me last week and wanted to speak at our last event. She started a Make-A-Wish club at her high school. And she said she was really inspired last year. And so it really got her praying, what was her thing to do? So everybody has something different that's just as important.
That's a really good message. And you know what? You might think that it's nothing. You know what? The other thing is that our pain and our suffering sometimes can be turned around. I know, you know, for me, that's something that's happened is through my pain and suffering. It's like we are called to help others. And when somebody's stumbling, we need to be there to pick them up, right? We walk alongside each other.
I totally agree. And I think that one of the words on our, we have five words when you go onto the website, one of them is inclusive. I think one of the things about being a woman, or especially a teenage girl, is when you get excluded from something, it can be so hurtful. Absolutely. We wanted to have a group where everyone always felt welcomed and loved. And that's one of the things we've heard from people who attend, is we really are welcoming. There is no one we don't want at our events. They are not exclusive. They are super inclusive. And that came from a real hard trial that I had in my life that really wanted me to include everyone. So it was really important to us to make sure that every single person that comes through our doors is made to feel welcome.
We're going to hear more about that after this break. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. Stay tuned.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freed Show.
So we're back again, and we have Roxanne Packham in the studio with me today, and we are talking about a book that her and her daughter of 17 years wrote called Inspired Design, and it's talking about hospitality. And then she also started Inspired 31, like Proverbs 31.org, which is talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. What does she look like? Well, you'll have to read that chapter there on what a 31 woman looks like and acts like. And something she was talking about right before break, which wasn't part of the plan, because we listen to God's voice and we want to do what God wants us to do on this show, because this is not our show, it's His show. And so we want to be faithful and have an, you know, be an open vessel to be used for His glory in all that we say and do.
Absolutely.
Amen, huh? Preach it, sister. No.
Yep.
Anyway, so with that being said, she was saying that, you know, I was talking about pain and how our pain can be used. And a lot of the times it is, you know, through our own pain and suffering, we can help others and build them up through our pain and suffering. And so it's all in our attitude. It's how we look at things. And we can say, woe is me. Or we can say, you know what, that's okay. I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm persevering, and I'm going to be there for others to have empathy and feel for this other person that's going through a tough time. I've lost both my parents, and so I feel that I know what it feels like to lose a parent. It doesn't mean that people that don't lose their parents can't feel sad for a person that's feeling sad, because we're called to mourn with the people that are mourning and be joyful with those that are joyful. But there is a time for both. That's for sure. But, you know, when you've gone through a similar situation, you know, have you ever seen a movie where they say, oh, what would you know about being in jail? Or what would you know about being raped? Or what would you know about? And when the other person turns around and says, because I've been there, you know, it changes the whole dynamic between that. And mm-hmm. so what you were saying is you were saying that when you were a teenager, a young girl, mm-hmm. That you didn't have a female mentor and that you were being bullied.
Well, actually, part of that, that's correct.
Okay.
I always wanted to have... there was other girls in my high school that were Christian. And I grew up in a Christian household. My parents are Christian. We didn't ever go to church. We went to church like maybe 3 times. I know my mom and dad are going to call me afterwards and go, why'd you say that? But anyway.
We love you, Mom. Yeah. We love you, Dad. And we know that you loved her.
They were amazing parents. My dad prayed with me every night, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. He kneeled down.
Similar story.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's a little bit because back then, you know, it wasn't as important. Our culture wasn't as awful as it is today.
That is so, for sure.
You know, we really need church now. But I didn't have like a Christian mentor like my daughter has a great youth group at our church, Melissa and Brian Smith, that are awesome. And she does go to them with, you know, spiritual issues or whatever mm-hmm. when she doesn't uh-huh. come to me. And I really always wanted sort of an older woman to, you know, not as old as my mom, that sounds bad, but more as old as like, you know, 5 or 10 years older than me.
Right.
And I did have that when I finally went to USC. I did have a mentor with Campus Crusade, but I always just wanted someone to ask questions to and find out, you know, I knew what the Bible said, but that was about it. And I didn't know how to apply it to real life. So with Inspired 31, I discovered, my wanting to give mentors to young girls that were not just our age, but my daughter's age, she's 17 and a half now, she kind of mentors the 13-year-olds.
Yes,
you know?
That's wonderful.
And kind
we're
of the,
called to do that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's great. And some of the cross-mentoring I was telling you about before that goes on with the steering committee at Inspired is my friends Dina, Kathleen, Marta are just amazing women. And my daughter can relate to some of them a little bit better in some ways than me, and some of their daughters that are real artistic, like Danica and Dior, they can relate to me because I'm all into the hospitality uh-huh. and the art stuff. And their mom says she's not, but she's really into hospitality. but it's just that whole cross mentoring thing. And it's just so important. So that's kind of partially why it got started, because I really
wonderful.
Wanted a mentor when I was younger.
Right. I remember, you know, and that's those are tough ages, you know, girls mm-hmm. especially can be really tough.
Yeah.
I was really skinny as, you know, a young girl and I didn't develop like all the other girls did.
Yeah.
And so people used to say, don't turn sideways, we can't see you. Or, oh, there's a wind, grab a tree. I was so skinny. I'm so thankful now.
Yeah,
I was
going to
so
say that's a good thing.
Skinny back then, yes.
Yeah.
Sandy, are you there? You want to make a comment about Roxanne's daughter going away to college?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. You're a little bit in a tunnel, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm on my Bluetooth. Well, I'm just listening as I'm coming home from work. And
great.
I think it's a wonderful thing that you have done. And with your daughter, I'm very close with my daughter also.
Great.
We just went through the separation of her going away to college. Fortunately, she is in a Christian college. However, I think this is a suggestion that is really important to maybe develop a ministry. And just like Susan said, what good are we if we don't go through the pain and the sorrow, which is a learning experience
right.
the Lord blesses us with, that we can't make it a better place for somebody else. Be world changers, in other words.
Amen. Right. Movers and shakers.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Here's my comment. It's been the most changing thing for me to have my daughter go away to college. My son, it wasn't the same, but he was like a little puppy dog. But when your daughter leaves, it is really monumentous. You're about to go through that.
Yep.
And my daughter and I are very close. And, you know, it was kind of like, I know a lot about therapy, and I was kind of going through little things. You start the grieving a couple weeks before, then you start packing, and fortunately, the Christian college she went to, they pray with you. You go to a big ceremony. You see that she's in their child is in good hands. You hear the leaders speak about how they're grateful that you've placed your child in their hands, and they are using, and their God is in their their consciousness, and just wonderful. You can't even get into that. But here's the thing. My daughter has a lot of friends. She's very popular. She's a sweet child. And we actually sing and play the guitar together. And God was glorified. God raised her up, and she performed in front of 2,000 people. She did the swan song at her graduation. So that was the beginning. But when we packed and we went away, and I moved her into her room, even now I can start to get jerked. Still, it's really major. So I think in the works that to prepare a mother and daughter for that separation, because even the Christian college was good about it, but they basically are kind of, okay, now you say goodbye. And it's like, wait a minute, this isn't goodbye, this is my daughter.
Sandy, right. I think we can start a new, what you're saying is we can start a new ministry for when our children go away to college. That's a good suggestion.
I think, and I think part of, you know, a lot of the different speakers we have, we are doing that little by little, each topic, we're trying to prepare them to go. She's definitely right. I haven't experienced that yet, so I'll have a whole new thing to share with you next year.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know it's not going to be easy, certainly. And someone told me this before, that you do start preparing like a year and a half before, because you definitely know it's coming. Yeah. I have definitely have had tears yet. But I kind of think, you know, you're just ready when you know that your child has been well prepared.
Yes.
And that's part of what Inspired 31 is.
And that's wonderful.
To prepare them. Lots of prayer, that's for sure.
And that open communication, knowing that, you know, okay, daughter, you're going away, but we're only a phone call away. And
right.
That was Skype and everything. You know, we're only a phone call away. If you need anything, I'm still here, babe. I'm just a phone call away. And that's great.
Yeah.
You are listening to this. I'm sorry, Sandy?
No, I think the major thing for me, I felt a responsibility to call other mothers because my daughter's best friend cried all the way home. She took her daughter 6 hours away, and I felt a need to minister to other mothers. I mean, I was grieving too, but in that process of talking to other mothers, it was really helpful to me.
Maybe that's a ministry for you to start.
Yeah.
I think that's great, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Oh, thank you
so much.
It's nice to talk
You're welcome.
I do think supporting other women and whatnot. One of the things in the book, and it's been one of our best chapters. In fact, there's a magazine coming out this month called, I think it's called Yum for Kids, and they did a 4-page story on it. But it's the Teenage Blessing Tea. And that's where you get about 8 or 10 of the women who've been kind of the most important to your child. And I let Hannah pick hers. And so it was my mom and my sister and, you know, some really close friends. And we blessed Hannah with what we thought her great character traits were. And then I also told the women what I thought their best character traits were that they taught to Hannah. And that turned out to be such a huge blessing. And I've had so many women call me and do one after that. Kind of what that caller was just saying, it is important to kind of do it a little bit like it takes a village, even though we know it really takes parents.
Yes.
But
yes.
It does take a little bit of a village in terms of having other women that Hannah could go to if she wanted to, you know, ask a question that she just didn't really want to ask me.
You know, that reminds me of something. When my daughter was growing up, every year, you know, she always wanted to have a birthday party. So we always had birthday parties at our house. And she always wanted slumber parties. And so I always said, how old are you? Okay, you're 10, you can have 10 kids. You're 12, you can have 12 kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can get too many kids.
Or they can get too many kids real
and
fast.
And they would all spend the night. And I would make waffles or pancakes in the morning. And I always like nuts. She makes fun of me because I love nuts. She goes, well, my mom thinks everything's healthy. You just put nuts in it, it's healthy. So that's what she always would say. Yes, that's me. I love nuts. But anyway, something that I also did, and I think this is something we can all learn from, and it's kind of what you just said, but it's they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we would sit around in a circle, and we would have each person say one word that would describe Tiana.
Oh, that's great.
And it was really – it really builds – a child up,
it
you know,
does.
Because we are called as parents to build our children up. We need to speak good over their lives.
Right.
Always speak good. Have you ever been in a store where you're saying, oh, you're such a brat? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to go up and just strangle the mother.
Yeah.
I really, truly do. Because, no, your child is not a brat. She's a blessing from heaven.
Yeah.
And you need to remember, I had an employee work for me once, and she was referring to her kids as being pigs because they never clean up their rooms. I said, do you call your kids that? And she goes, well, yeah, they're pigs. And I'm like, no, They're not. They're blessings from heaven.
Right.
But you need to teach them how to clean their room. You know, I mean,
right.
It's something you work out together. But it's we have to speak
the blessing
good
over them.
And the blessing over our children.
Right.
And that what you were just saying, it reminded me that.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the kids. They were all feeling good about it because they had to think about positive words and
right.
whatnot. And they were also thinking in their minds, what would they say if it was me
right.
in the middle of the circle? What would they be saying about me? And it kind of gives us a character check.
It totally
doesn't
does.
Doesn't it?
It totally does. I think that teenage blessing tea was one of the best things I ever did for Hannah because we made like a little scrapbook with the little notes that people wrote. And she, at 13, I didn't know whether she was going to have a good high school experience or a bad one. I had no idea. But I wanted to set her up
yes.
in case she had a really bad one. She's had a really good one. But
yeah.
in case she had a bad one and she got bullied, I wanted to make sure that she had a book that talked about how special she was, kind of, you know, through the people who loved her. And I didn't intentionally have children there or any of her friends just so... So if she had peer pressure or if she had teasing,
right.
that wouldn't be a part of it. And that definitely was one of the best things that we've ever done. And some friends of ours did the same thing. And the daughter went through kind of a hard period later on. And the mom told me that she sat down with the daughter and read through the book and called out all of the great things that all of these different women said about her. And that it really encouraged her because it wasn't just a book on something random that was written for 100,000 people. It was written specifically for her. So it was really... She said it was a really meaningful tour for her, you know,
right.
journey.
I had a school teacher once who had done this in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And, the soldier went away to war. It's kind of a sad story. But the soldier went away to war. And in school,
uh-huh.
I don't remember what grade it was. I think it was like sixth grade. But the teacher had the students all write one word. Positive about each child in the class.
Okay.
Then they turned in these papers and the teacher took the time
uh-huh.
to have the student's name and then all of the good words about that student.
Oh, that's great.
And every kid, now there are like 30 children in a classroom now because
uh-huh.
things are so crazy. But so that would be a lot of work for a teacher. But what a blessing that is for that teacher to do. And what happened in this situation was the soldier actually did not come back.
Oh.
And in his pocket, in his uniform, when they were burying him and putting him to rest.
He kept that list.
He had that list in his pocket.
Wow.
Is that amazing? Talk about things that make a
lasting impression.
A lasting impression.
That's,
and isn't that something?
That is something. And I think I'm a huge word person and I'm... Words can be extremely hurtful and
yes, they can.
And they can be extremely healing. And I think it's so important. We can't be there for our child all the time, but we can fill them with the words that really they can carry with them, that they know that they're good at something and that they've been blessed with something. Because sometimes the words that kids use at school, even though she's had a good experience, and same with my son, there's some mean kids out there that say whatever. It's
really
it's astounding.
Mean. It is. It really is. They can be cruel. So cruel.
So we really do have to equip our children from a very early age. My mom and dad that did that, they were fairly phenomenal with that. With just filling you up, knowing that you were
special?
Kind of good enough, special.
Yes,
my dad used to send me while I was in college. He sent me little, he doesn't remember this, but newspaper articles and little notes of encouragement. And I saved so many of them. And I it's in the book, but I just knew that I could do anything, not to be arrogant, but I knew that anything I set my mind to it, I could do. And it's not because, and it's not because I'm super fabulous, but it's because my dad said I could. And
yeah, of course.
My dad was always right. Yeah. So I pretty much figured I could do anything.
I want to meet your dad.
Yeah.
He sounds like a great guy.
Yeah. So,
tell us about Heart of Hope Ministry International.
Well, it's in Romania, and we've been involved with it for about 18 years. Basically, it's where orphans go after they're out of the orphanage. So when they turn about 18, we have one called Home of Hope. What it is, it's run by our friend Debbie Marshall, and she trains them with skills, how to balance a checkbook, whatever skills that the girls want to learn so that they don't turn to prostitution and drugs, because in Romania, that's typically what they turn to. Not all the time, not every single case, but when you don't have a home to go to and you have no money and you come out of an orphanage, there's not a heck of a lot of ways that you
can. And there's a lot of that over there.
There's a lot of it.
I looked into adopting over there, mm-hmm. and that was something that was brought really to the table.
That's how Debbie started this 18 years ago. Yeah. She went over there and she adopted a baby who's like 23 now. And my husband goes over there to do dental work for 2 weeks every year.
Aww.
And so we see the way they spend money. Debbie she's a tightwad and she does not spend frivolously. So we know that, you know, each book is $40. We were able to, with the $15,000, she said, with the economy so bad this year, they wouldn't have been able to have as many weeks of camp if we hadn't done the book. So it made me really happy that there
was... So we didn't say that, but the money from the book...
Oh, right. The money from the book, 100% of the money from the book goes to Heart of Hope Ministries International. So far, we've done, as Sue said,
$15,000.
And I'm
yes.
hoping to do another $15,000 before Christmas, but it's a lofty goal, but I'm hoping with like corporate gift, people do that for their companies and
things
like that.
It's a lofty goal from you, but not from God.
Exactly.
Right?
So I'm yes, hoping he's got some good plans before Christmas.
So I don't know. Did we say where Inspired 31 originated from? We did.
I'm not sure if we did or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Well, it came from the book and just other moms. Yeah. And
Proverbs 31.
Right.
Yes.
Proverbs 31.
How many girls attend?
You know, we were thinking 30 to 50, but we've had 350 at one event
wow.
before. It ranges from about, I would say, 75 to 350, depending on how busy that Sunday is. There's Sundays from 3 to 5. We try to keep it pretty casual so the girls can wear jeans, because that was important to all the teenage girls. That we have a chapter now in Santa Barbara and one starting in Laguna Beach. And then we have them starting in other states as far as Texas, Nashville, some other different Nashville.
Well, the good news is
Tennessee,
that you would help anybody that wanted to start this if there's a mother listening. And this radio show is now syndicated, which is so exciting
for
me. That's totally not my doing. Thank
yeah.
you, God. But we are in San Diego all the way up to Santa Maria, so we can help along that. And with, you know, computers the way they are, people can stream us all over.
Right.
And, they can get the help they need, too.
Right.
So
and
it's pretty,
pretty easy. Pretty easy to start a chapter. There's information on the website. And it's kind of set up like MOPS groups were in terms of there's a few, you know, there's rules that you follow and then you get to be on the website. But each chapter is autonomous and has its own flavor according to the girls that started in that area.
So has Hannah gone over to Romania?
Yes, she's
she did.
Gone. Yes, she's gone a couple of times. We took them when they were when they were old enough to have all their shots. We went the first time. My husband and I went the first time when we were first married and stationed overseas. My husband was in the military. And that is what got us just to fall in love with the Romanian people and with this one particular group. She's gone there and she's her high school went a year ago. She started a group to do that. And we're all for going back this spring. So, yeah, she loves that. That's her heart. If she was here, that's what she'd be talking about. She wants to go to school to, I don't know, do physical therapy or something, because she loves to watch her dad do the dentistry on the orphans, because a lot of those kids would never have had dentistry in their whole lives. So, and we've stayed friends with some of the people over there for the 18 years. And so it's been it's a special place for us to go.
I can remember a special time for my two kids and myself. We went to the orphanage in Mexico. It's mm-hmm. nearer to home, but
yeah.
With the church. And we went there to help with the orphanage. And it was a real eye-opener for the kids. You know, they were younger,
mm-hmm.
and it got
it
them
is.
Out of themselves, you know, and saw
totally.
What it's like on the other side and what life is like over there. You
totally.
Know, because we can get so comfortable, can't we?
Yes.
And I was cutting hair because I cut hair. And so I was cutting the kids' hair. And we were coming home, and we got lice. And so we had to go to Thrifty. There was Thrifty then, and we had to go to Thrifty's and get those RIT kits.
Yep.
And I'll never forget. It was like a special time for us, even though it was a hassle.
Yeah.
And they had to go to school the next day, and I had to get this lice out of their hair. They couldn't go to school. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. But to see my son holding a child and swinging
mm-hmm.
with a child and seeing my daughter and just seeing them interact with these children, and just they felt They felt the pain. They felt the hurt. Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful thing for us to let our children be exposed to this, because we get so comfortable
situation. Yeah, and I do think it changes who they are and what they want to do. They don't. Our culture is so self-focused and, you know, instant gratification, that I think it's great when they see that there's other places that, I mean, not just physical material needs, but a whole plethora of other things.
Yes.
And also the happiness that those people can have. The orphans
have nothing, but they're happy.
But they're really happy. And
yeah.
I had a really hard time with that when I went over one of the times,
right,
because I knew that those kids didn't have a mom and a dad to tuck them in at night. And that was one of the biggest blessings of
that
me had
give.
Growing up. Yeah. And so it was difficult, but that's definitely what Hannah likes. And it changed who she is, because, you know, her whole life now, she wants to have a big part of it that she can give back in Romania, in this small village. So,
and isn't that something? She's almost 18, but not quite. But
right.
Yet she's already got this vision, and she's got this heart.
She does.
That she wants to give and love.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you this. What has been the biggest part of Inspired Design and Inspired 31? What has been the best
Just the best
part?
Blessing?
Yeah,
I think my
blessing.
Daughter. I think working
I
alongside
think so.
My
yeah,
daughter is
special.
Is the best. But I do have to say that the steering team that God kind of brought together, he really did place about 8 or 10 girls on my heart. And I thought they were all too busy. But when they came to the first meeting, they said they wanted to do it as much. So those women are probably the most inspiring women I've ever come in contact with in my life. And they are each so good. We have a gal who was a Hollywood producer. She produces the shows. I have a gal who's really good at running ministries, and she's the steering coordinator. I have a gal who's a prayer warrior. Really, the women that are on there are the biggest blessing. So I have to say the two things are the time with my daughter and the time with these women. So
that's really nice to surround yourself with people that have a like ministry, that mm-hmm. have a heart for the Lord and heart
right.
for their daughters.
And I think the best thing about those women are, sometimes in a Christian community, you get a lot of judgment. You get a lot of, I hate to always say that, but you do find sometimes that there's that element. But with these women, they're inclusive and they want to welcome people. And they don't ever really talk about, you know, they're not the judgmental kind, is all I can say. They're really the kind that get their fingers, you know, wet and get their hands dirty. And they are the hands that God's really using to bless a lot of people through this ministry. So,
wow. This is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Roxanne Packham, who has, with her daughter that's 17 years old, written a book, Inspired Design. That's a hospitality book. And it explains, what's a scripture or a saying that you said that was in the book that a lot of people like? What is it?
It's, don't for 1 minute think that your lack of or excess of resources has anything to do with your contribution to the beauty of this world. You never know how much someone will be touched by the little things you do and the little ways you make your home inviting. Possessions and pretensions have nothing to do with it, but your willingness and action do. We have a blog, it's long, so we'll have to put it up on your website, but it's inspireddesignpublications.blogspot.com. And that's one of the favorite things, because it doesn't cost anything. And so we have great scriptures, great design ideas, and actually great things for mothers and daughters. And we highlight sometimes our events. So it's a free thing. You just subscribe, and it tells a lot more, you know, in detail of specific ideas you can do to bless others.
That is so wonderful. I am so thankful you came on, Roxanne.
Oh, thank
and I
you
want
for
you
having
back.
Me.
And I'd love to have you and your daughter come in.
That would be great.
And we could have some other mothers and daughters that can come in and just talk about some of the testimonies, some of the things that
would be great.
Made such a change in their lives. And I really want to get involved with this.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I
we
have
want
time,
you to
but
come.
I want to be involved. I would love to be a speaker, to be honest with you.
Would love to have you next year. The next one's on November 13th, and it's hospitality, and we're setting the tables. And you are welcome
and
to come. We'd love
too.
To have you.
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful witness. She loves the Lord. And
mothers and daughters are
I
welcome.
I love that.
Yeah, we want you
and
to
Melissa
come.
And Melissa needs to come, too. She's my adopted daughter. So
that
until
would be great.
Until next week, you guys, just, you know what, be teachable. Listen twice as much as you talk. And if you have a fierce conversation that needs to happen, I'm encouraging you. Let it happen. Make it happen. Until next week, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
And child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when
Bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.